The epistle for this Sunday, Feast of the Most Precious Blood of our Lord and Savior, is taken from St. Paul to the Hebrews chapter 9. Brethren, when Christ appeared as high priest of the good things to come, he entered once for all through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not of his creation, nor again by virtue of blood of goats and calves, but by virtue of his own blood, into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkled ashes of a heifer sanctify the unclean, and to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the Holy Spirit offered himself unblemished unto God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And this is why he is mediator of a new covenant, that whereas a death has taken place for redemption from the transgressions committed under the former covenant, they who have been called may receive eternal inheritance according to the promise in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please let us stand for the Holy Gospel, which is that of the Apostle St. John. At that time when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is consummated." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The Jews, therefore, since it was a preparation day, in order that the bodies may not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a solemn day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who saw it has borne witness, and his witness is true. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. The Church celebrates today this mystery of salvation. The blood of Jesus is set before our eyes at this moment as the blood of the Testament, the pledge of the alliance proposed to us by God. We find in the Old Testament that the new revelation of the New Testament is prefigured and in obscurity rebels as the New Testament hidden under the significances and the symbolisms of the Old. We witness all the different elements that anticipate the blood of the Passion. From the earliest sacrifices of the Old Testament, we see that one of the primary acts of animal sacrifices is the application of its blood on a person or object. The presence of blood gives the person or objects a specific power, control, virtue, influence, or permission. One of the more vivid demonstrations is the painting blood of the sacrificed animals on the doorposts of the Israelite homes during the Exodus from Egypt. As we read in the Old Testament from Exodus chapter 12, when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. God will see them, that the blood will set them apart, make them holy. So then the destroying angel will not enter to that house. Similarly, blood was sprinkled on the people during the institution of the covenant by Moses. The high priest of the Old Testament will enter and sprinkle the blood on the altar from a sacrificial lamb to beg the remission of sins of the chosen people. These numerous examples illustrate that blood sacrifice had such a meaning and power in the Israelite mindset. The blood of Jesus, our Savior of the world, and the salvific action of his blood is a mystery that the Church today wants us to consider. If the angel who passed at midnight over Egypt to slay the firstborn, reverenced the blood of the Paschal Lamb sprinkled on the doorposts of the Israelites, simply because it was a type of the blood of Jesus. Much more, we should reverence the miraculous blood which comes down from the cross as a higher and a holier thing than the symbolic blood of animals. As St. Paul today says in chapter 9 in Hebrews, but Christ, who is a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is not of his creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the Holy of Holies, having obtained for us eternal redemption. Because if the blood of goats and on an oxen and the ashes being sprinkled sanctified such as they defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ will cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That's St. Paul to the Hebrews. And what is then that what strikes us at the first thought of the most precious blood? Father Faber wrote a book entitled The Precious Blood. He was an Oratorian priest, contemporary with Blessed John Newman. He points out that we have to worship the precious blood with the highest worship. We adore the precious blood of Christ with adoration of latria that corresponds to God alone. He says, but we need not to go to Jerusalem. We need not to have lived 2,000 years ago to find the precious blood and worship it. Here is part of that wonder of our holy faith. We should be burning of loving in our hearts, since we actually worship it every day in the chalice at Mass. When the chalice is uplifted over the altar, the blood of Jesus is there, whole and entire, glorified and full of the pulses of his true human life. The blood that once lay at the Mount of Olivet, that curdled in the thongs and knots of the scourges, that stained his hair and soaked his garments, the blood that he drank himself in his own communion on that Thursday night, the blood that lay all Friday night in seemingly careless prodigality upon the pavement of the holy city, that same blood is living in the chalice, united to the person of the eternal world, and has to be worshipped with the utmost reverence and sacredness of our bodies and souls. That's Father Faber. And as we read today in the Mass, may his blood, we beseech thee, be for us a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The blood in the chalice is the blood of the living Jesus in heaven, the blood that shed in the Passion and reassumed at the Resurrection. Blood of Jesus gives us life. If you recall in a book called The Divine Love, The Way of Divine Love, recommended by Pope Pius XII, in which the messages are we have the messages given to Sister Josefa Menendez, a very humble Spanish religious of the Order of the Sacred Heart. We recall the different visions and locutions that this religious had. And on the day of July 1st of this particular feast, and it was the first Friday of the month, our Blessed Mother came to her and put her in mind of the redemptive value of the blood of her son Jesus, which she must make use, for the sinner. The Blessed Mother said, adore the precious blood of my son, daughter, she said to her, and beg of him to pour it on that soul, that he may be touched, forgiven, and purified. And trust him to his angel guardian from 6 to 6:30 tonight, and pray hard for him. That's the message that the Blessed Mother gave to Sister Josefa Menendez. And our Lord and Savior also taught Sister Josefa Menendez to offer the most precious blood to the Father. uniting all of her good actions to the blood of Christ shed in the Passion. Our Lord taught that, and the Church has given us those revelations so that we can also do that. Pray and offer the blood of our Lord to the Father at Holy Mass when the priest lifts up the chalice, the blood of salvation. We offer with our united with that blood for all of our beloved ones, for all of those who don't have faith. We can recite the litany of the most precious blood, price of our salvation, relief of the burdened, and hope of the penitent. Since it is by His blood, and only is by that, that we were finally reconciled and justified. It's only by the blood of Jesus, as St. Paul says today, the price of our redemption. We can also do the offering of the most precious blood to the Father at Holy Mass and the Holy Souls in Purgatory. This prayer was revealed to St. Gertrude by our Lord Himself. In this prayer we say, Eternal Father, I offer Thee the most precious blood of Thy divine Son Jesus in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal Church, those in my own home and within my family. The worth, dear brethren, the worth of one drop, only one drop, of the precious blood is simply infinite. So by its power, as we pray today at the Mass, we pray that we be so defended, all of us, from the evils of this present life on earth, and enjoy its fruit eternally in heaven. Amen. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.